Happy Juneteenth Day, Milwaukee! The holiday commemorates the announcement of the official end to slavery in Galveston, Texas in 1865. Wisconsin is one of at least 40 states that observe Juneteenth Day, and Milwaukee was one of the first cities in the North to celebrate it. Keeping up with tradition, the city's 48th annual Juneteenth Festival takes place Wednesday on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive between Center and Burleigh Streets. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell reports on the holiday's history, nationally and right here in our backyard.
For many Americans, when they mention Independence Day, they're talking about when the forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776. But for African Americans, a different date signifies their independence, June 19, 1865. That was 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, a document that freed slaves in all states that rebelled against the Union. The date has been referred to as Freedom Day, Black Independence Day, or most commonly, Juneteenth. And it originated in Texas. Cabrera Baumgartner, assistant professor of American Studies at the University of New Hampshire at Durham, explains.
In April 1865, as the Civil War was coming to an end, Union General Gordon Granger issued a general order in Galveston, Texas, that freed all enslaved African Americans. The order, in Granger's words, declared, quote, an equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves. And so this order affirmed equality, rights, and property for African Americans. So it was monumental. And I think at that point, Juneteenth became a prominent celebration in Texas and was celebrated then and continues to be celebrated today on a national scale.
Baumgartner says newspapers described the early Juneteenth celebrations in Texas as freedom celebrations. She shared an excerpt from an 1868 article in the San Antonio Express titled The Jubilee. It reads, "It was a most interesting sight to see so many of those people celebrating their freedom. They came in carriages, buggies, wagons, and on horseback. They were all well-dressed. The women looked neat without any display of finery. Good humor and contentment beamed from every countenance."
It really was just about African Americans hosting a feast or dinner, and then a discussion, and then they marched in the streets. So there was sometimes a parade. It was really considered, you know, fun and commemorative celebration.
Celebrations these days can vary in different cities, but parades are common. Other activities may include the reading of the Emancipation Proclamation, barbecues, prayer services, or sporting events. Baumgartner says people may dress up, perform dances, and enjoy socializing with friends and family. The latter is something Claiborne Benson says is one of the best parts about the Juneteenth celebration here in Milwaukee. He's the director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum.
It's a time in which you really do make reacquaintances, see friends you haven't seen in a long time. It's really, that is the most valuable thing.
Benson remembers attending the first Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee more than 40 years ago. He was working as a cameraman covering the event for Channel 4, but remembers there being a sea of people everywhere, with an estimated crowd of more than 50,000. Benson says it's vital for African Americans of all ages to know and understand the history of the holiday.
It's important that we have a sense of understanding of our struggle and what we've gone through, and it gives us a sense of balance, a sense of power to know what your father and grandfather and great-grandfather have gone through so that you can be. It empowers you to be strong and to demand your rights, but more than that, to share it with your children and your grandchildren.
Northcott Neighborhood House has organized Juneteenth festivities since the celebration began. This year's parade steps off at 10 a.m. from North 19th and West Atkinson Avenue. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.